One in 10 Oklahoma children has or has had an incarcerated parent. About 23% of kids in the state lived in poverty in 2015, compared to less than 20% nationally. And Oklahoma mothers have some of the highest rates of mental illness in the country. What does this mean? It means kids in Oklahoma experience more trauma than kids in other states. And as State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, these statistics are causing some schools to rethink how they see and treat students' behavioral problems.
Gabby Evans is the clinical director for a mental health treatment center in Midwest City. In addition to her administrative duties, Evans counsels about 10 children a week.
We see a lot of abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. We also see a lot of domestic violence, so a whole lot of trauma.
The kids that come to her office are often referred by the local Middell School District.
We get referrals for kids who are having behavioral issues. They're being disruptive in class, they're being suspended, fighting, that kind of stuff.
For years, this has been a fairly standard practice for schools. If a kid acts out, they get disciplined, maybe sent to see a school counselor, and might also get a referral to a mental health clinic for a deeper look at what's underlying their bad behavior. But now, Middell schools are trying something different. The partnership with the mental health center will continue. But this year, schools are also training all of their staff, teachers, principals, even cafeteria workers, to think more about that connection between trauma and behavior when they're dealing with students who are having issues.
I think it's just a shift in the mindset of how they go about educating a student.
That's Megan Bryant, Middell's coordinator of counseling, who's leading this change.
It is definitely a shift in, you know, those conversations of, I can't believe he's acting that way versus why is he acting that way.
The shift in mindset has a name. It's called being trauma-informed. And Bryant says it starts with educating staff about student trauma.
What is trauma? When you hear that word, my husband, like I said, is a fireman. He thinks it means gashed leg.
This is Bryant giving a presentation to a room of about 200 new teachers before the current school year started. Bryant says trauma can mean many different things, but Middell schools are focusing on a specific subset of trauma.
And it's called the adverse childhood experiences. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of the adverse childhood experiences.
Only a few hands go up. Adverse childhood experiences, also known as ACEs, are a list of 10 types of trauma that children experience, including physical and emotional neglect, abuse, and household drug and alcohol abuse. 54% of Oklahoma kids have at least one adverse childhood experience. That's the second highest rate in the country. Bryant says simply disciplining or yelling at a traumatized child can re-traumatize them. Once that happens, the kid's brain goes into stress overdrive, making it difficult for them to calm down and continue learning. So the second step in becoming a trauma-informed district, she says, is teaching all staff alternative ways of dealing with students who are acting out.
They could have a regulation station, just an area where the kids can go and cool down, and just maybe breathing techniques that they could do within their classroom.
Sometimes the strategy she encourages teachers to adopt is to just be more empathetic towards students. But Bryant tells the teachers that having this kind of empathy doesn't mean they're letting kids off the hook for their actions.
So it's not, this is an easy way out.
The idea is to make sure students who are struggling with trauma feel safe and calm during the discipline process so that they ultimately stay engaged in school. Kristen Atchley, the executive director of counseling for the State Department of Education, gives another example of dealing with a kid who's chronically late to class.
Instead of, oh, you forgot to go get your tardy slip. Hey, can I talk to you a little bit and figure out what's going on? It's that establishing that relationship.
She says being trauma-informed doesn't require earth-shattering changes, but rather a system of simple tweaks. But these small adjustments can add up to larger positive outcomes. Research shows that students who feel safe in school and emotionally supported by their teachers do better academically. Ashley says schools are catching on to this research and want to know more.
I can't even keep up with the requests coming to my office for me to come out and speak on this topic.
She says it's becoming clearer that educating students and addressing their mental health needs shouldn't always happen in separate places. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.